I actually wanted to see her presented at this point to see what you thought about the idea of Erlotinib at this point. I guess you could say she's an oligo smoker with a total of 4 pack years of usage that ended 30 years ago and bronchoalveolar.
It's a hard call. You know, certainly there are some studies that are ongoing now, a large study that's been done at several sites, MD Anderson, Vanderbilt, and Memorial, of course, leading this study, and several others that we'll hear about in the next year, looking now prospectively at Erlotinib Tarceva in patients with BAC. Certainly anecdotally, we know that these are the patients that tend to respond a bit better. The survival numbers, at least from early in small cohorts, looked reasonably good. But should that now be used in the adjuvant setting, I think the data on that are still not fully there. I might use it later on if you now tell me the patient develops multiple other nodules. That might be a treatment to consider in the future, but I don't know if I'd use it in the absence of any measurable disease.
Ed, can you talk a little bit about your approach to adjuvant therapy and your thoughts about particularly this issue of T1 disease?
Yeah, so T1 itself, it becomes a little bit more confusing each year as we get more data sets in. The early data sets suggested that stage 1 tumors, perhaps the larger stage 1Bs, benefited from adjuvant chemotherapy. The smaller sort of T1 versions, maybe they were a mixed bag. Some of the studies that have been looked at anecdotally, especially the Japanese UFT data, suggest that maybe 2 centimeters is a cutoff point for their treatment of benefit. In this particular patient with a 1.5 centimeter T1 lesion, I agree with Roy in that we would not have given this woman any adjuvant therapy this time. We probably would have considered her, if there was a clinical trial open, that there are trials now looking at giving adjuvant maintenance therapy with these biological agents. The only thing I'm a little bit bothered with is that although we do have a PET scan, there was a very limited mediastinoscopy lymph node sampling done, and it becomes a conundrum. We know how many nodes that are negative, even if it's a 5 or 10% chance, node negative PETs that have microscopic disease in them. And so that's the only sort of specter that sort of is over this case that makes us a little suspicious. It still would not prompt me to treat this patient, but that's the only thing I'm wary of.
And again, this question of a TK inhibitor in the phenotype, or let's say this woman had the EGFR mutation done and she was positive. Let's say she was Asian. Is there anything, the tumor was bigger, is there anything, Ed, that would get you to consider or offer Erlotinib as adjuvant therapy?
I will personally tell you I've done it with ERISA, because those are the ERISA days. And when the data was coming out with ERISA, certainly everybody was very cognizant of those phenotypic characteristics. The woman I treated was a 28-year-old female who only smoked for a couple years, had a mucinous adenocarcinoma stage 2 resected, and so we actually gave her adjuvant chemo. It was just around the time where the adjuvant chemo data had come out, and I did try to give her maintenance ERISA. She actually had such a profound rash to it that she couldn't tolerate it.
Back to you, Roy, again. Any situation where you would use Erlotinib off-study as adjuvant therapy?
Well, just to clarify a bit, too, you know, the patients where the tremendous responses were seen were, I think, in adenocarcinoma with BAC features as opposed to a pure BAC. So I would probably want to get a little bit more data regarding the pathology. But even there, I have used Erlotinib for patients with BAC, but patients with non-surgical disease, more advanced settings. Here in an adjuvant setting, if there is clearly no measurable disease, the drug is quite benign. That's true, but it is a drug. It can have some side effects. And to do it without data outside of a trial, I probably wouldn't do it right now. Certainly, I think this is an area where clinical trials need to be developed. Now, what correlates with BAC features? Is it gene mutation, perhaps? Is it something with gene amplification needs to be looked at? Is it EGFR protein or phosphorylated protein overexpression? Again, needs to be looked at. But off of a study, I wouldn't relegate this patient for an indefinite period of adjuvant therapy with this agent.
Does the fact that it was hypermetabolic on PET scan concern you that it may not be a pure bronchoalveolar?
Doesn't smell like a real BAC. You know, it's usually a multifocal process. And again, you're right, BAC normally does not. And as Ed was mentioning, you know, the staging, that is one concern. You often won't see small nodules on a PET scan if they are BAC. So it just makes you think a little bit more to take another peek at that pathology.
So you want to follow up with what happened with her?
She did well until March 04 when she developed a malignant left pleural effusion. This was treated up at Moffitt Cancer Center. She had a chest tube pleurodesis. She was restaged with a PET scan that showed evidence of multiple pleural-based hypermetabolic nodules. She was put on a clinical trial at Moffitt with carboplatin and gemcitabine. She didn't respond. In September 04, she was started on ERISA, and CAT scan showed gradual shrinkage of the nodule, but approximately 8 weeks later, she developed elevated liver function studies, modest elevations in her transaminases. Then with continued follow-up, they were into the hundreds. The ERISA was held, the LFTs improved, she was rechallenged, liver functions went up again. However, after a period of time, she was put on Tarceva, had absolutely no problems with abnormal liver function tests, and has been maintained on Tarceva since that time with a good, stable, partial response. And that's close to a year and a half.
So a year and a half between the two TK inhibitors. Any rash or problems with the Tarceva?
Maybe a grade 1 rash, easily treated with Cleocin gel.
Roy?
Did you re-biopsy her at all before you did this, or you were still working off that original biopsy?
She had positive cytology in the pleural fluid, but I don't think she had a pathologic biopsy.
So positive cytology, multiple nodules at this point, mostly pleural-based?
Pleural-based.
Mostly pleural-based. And brain scans have been done, and those have remained negative. So, and her performance status now is good? She's doing well?
0-1.
On single-agent erlotinib?
Yes.